بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والعاقبة للمتقين، ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين ومن اقتدى بسنته إلى يوم الدين، أما بعد. So we continue بإذن الله تعالى with إغاظة الأحفان في مصائد الشيطان، القراءة فيها the قراءة reading of the supporting of the distressed from the plots of the shaitan from the works of Ibn Qayyim رحمه الله تعالى. And we inshallah will pick out some chapters that inshallah we can share together and understand and benefit in bi'idhnillahi ta'ala. And we're still on the affair of love, and today bi'idhnillah is going to be more related to ibadah, worship, and the essence of worship is loving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. And the essence of worshiping Allah tabaraka ta'ala alone is loving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and not making partners with Him subhanahu wa ta'ala in that love. And this is a summary generally of what Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala is discussing in this portion that we're going to deal with today. So we read, he says, rahimahullah, فَأَصْلُ الْمُحَبَّةَ مُحَبَّةِ الْمَحْمُودَةَ الَّتِي أَمَرَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى بِهَا وخلق خلقه لأجلها هي محبته وحده لا شريك له المتضمنة لعبادته دون عبادة ما سواه. Well, he says, rahimullah, that the origin and the essence of that love that is praiseworthy, because in the previous fusul and sections, we spoke about the love that is blameworthy and the love shown by Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam as it relates to obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and making Allah and pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take precedence over all things. He says here that the asl of muhabba, the origin of that praiseworthy love that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded the creation with, and that He has created the creation because of it, this is that love for Him alone subhanahu wa ta'ala without any partners. And this love comprises the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone without any partners, and not worshipping other than Him subhanahu. This is the first point that Ibn Qayyim mentions, and that is that the origin of the praiseworthy love, that love that is commended, is ibadah, worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone and directing all worship to Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. He mentions now, and we're going to call this point number two, where he says and mentions in detail the affair of ibadah, the affair of worship. No doubt there have been many definitions of ibadah mentioned by the ulama, and from them is the definition of Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala, where he says, هو اسم جامع لكل ما يحبه الله ويرضاه من الأقوال والأفعال أو الأعمال الظاهرة والباطن. And that is that worship is that all comprehensive term depicting that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves and is pleased with, from statements and actions, that which is inward and that which is outward, yani via the limbs. That is the definition of worship. And Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala has mentioned another definition, which is not in contrary to the definition of Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah, but rather is actually focusing on what worship comprises of. What is the essence of worship? What is the essence of worship? And he says, rahimahullah ta'ala, فَإِنَّ الْعِبَادَةَ تَتَضَمَّنُوا غَايَةَ الْحُبِّ بِغَايَةِ الذِّلِّ. He said that verily worship comprises, meaning its essence is, غَايَةَ الْمُحُبِّ, and that is potent love for Allah, تبارك وتعالى. Potent love for Allah and immense humility towards Him. Potent love for Allah, so that's number one. The first, you can say, fundamental, he's mentioning here of what the essence of worship is, and that is potent and immense love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And secondly, ghayatul dhul, compile, is included with this also, is the ghayatul dhul, and that is immense submission and humility towards Him. So these are the two main essence, barakallahu fikum, of ibadah. And it shows here the importance of muhabba, the importance and the origin of worship is indeed love, coupled with submission and complying, yani, with the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and being humble and humbling oneself and having humility with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَا يَصْلُحُ ذَلِكَ. This essence, these two essence of worship, لَا يَصْلُحُ ذَلِكَ إِلَّا لِلَّهِ عَزَ وَجَلْ وَحْدَهُ. None deserves any of this except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is not correct that is directed to other than Allah. These two essence, which shows, barakallahu fikum, the importance of tawheed. Point number three. He says, وَلَمَّا كَانَتَ الْمُحَبَّةُ جِنْسًا تَحْتَهُ أَنْوَاعَ الْمُتَفَاوَتَةِ فِي الْقَدَرِ وَالْوَصْفِ كَانَ أَغْلَبُ مَا يُذْكَرْ فِيهَا فِي حَقِّ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى مَا يَخْتَسُ بِهِ وَيَلِقُ بِهِ كَالْعِبَادَ وَالْإِنَابَةِ وَالْإِخْبَاعَةِ. He says, being that love is an important element and essence as relates to worship, therefore you find that it has, love in itself has different levels and different characteristics. But that which is mentioned regarding Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is muhabba, is that love, and that which is connected to it, like worship and devotion, inaba, and submission. And that is why he says, Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, لَا يُذْكَرْ فِيهَا لَفْظُ الْعِشْقِ. Infatuation is not mentioned regarding Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because it does not have that essence of ibadah that is mahmuda, that is praiseworthy. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses the word love. He doesn't use anything else. He uses love subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like he says in Surah Al-Ma'idah, يُحِبُّهُمْ وَيُحِبُّونَ. They love Him, yani the people, and Allah loves them. Allah loves them and they love Him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions also in Surah Ali Imran, verse number 31, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبُكُمُ اللَّهُ. Again, Allah is using the word love. Say, O Muhammad, to them, if you truly love Allah, then follow me, and you follow the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and therefore Allah would love you. So this verse in Surah Ali Imran, barakallahu fikum, is called the verse of mihna. It's the verse of the test, the acid test of the one who claims to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you love Allah, conditional. If you love Allah, then follow the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Support your claim of loving Allah by obeying Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in this barakallahu fikum comes that ghayat al-hub, that immense love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and ghayat al-dhul, and that submission. So you submit to that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has legislated, and you submit to the revelation and that which he has sent Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam with. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ. So if you truly love Allah in reality, then follow the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Allah will love you and forgive your sins. So Allah also mentions love in Surah Al-Baqarah, verse number 165. We studied this last week. And from that he says, Subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبًّا لِلَّهِ. And those who have iman, أَشَدُّ حُبًّا لِلَّهِ, they have more potent love for Allah, meaning more potent love for Allah than those who associate partners with Allah. Because those who associate partners with Allah, they claim that they love Allah. But those who worship Allah alone without any partners, أَشَدُّ حُبًّا لِلَّهِ, they love Allah more because it's pure. Love for Allah, تبارك وتعالى, free from shirk, free from association partners with Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. And likewise, the ulama have explained and given a tafsir of this verse, that the people who believe, they have a more potent love for Allah than those who worship idols, that more than they have for their idols, because their idols are many, so their love is divided amongst the various idols. But as for those who implement a tawheed, those who worship Allah alone, that love is solely for Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it's concentrated, it's potent, which is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَشَدُّ حُبًّا لِلَّهِ. So here Allah is mentioning love, showing the affair of love as it relates to iman. And with that, it relates to ibadah and worshipping Him subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. And then Ibn Qayyim moves on to point number 4. After establishing point 1, 2 and 3, showing the importance of love and its role in worship, he now mentions the affair of tawheed. Because no doubt, tawheed is worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone without any partners. This is the essence of tawheed. And then he says here, rahimahullah, for point number 4, وَمَدَارُ كُتُبِ اللَّهِ الْمُنَزَّلَ مِنْ أَوَّلِهَا إِلَىٰ آخِرِهَا عَلَىٰ أَمْرُ بِتِلْكَ الْمُحَبَّةِ وَلَوَازِمِهَا. He said, rahimahullah ta'ala, that the books that Allah has revealed, it revolves, and the books that He's revealed, from the beginning to end, it revolves around this affair of love. Yani that love where it's for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. And it's that, and its prerequisites. Yani those things that it necessitates, those things that come with it. وَالنَّهِي عَنْ مُحَبَّةِ مَا يُضَادُّهَا وَيُلَازِمُهَا. And the prohibition of loving that which opposes that affair, yani that affair of tawheed, meaning prohibition of loving shirk and worshipping other than Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَضَرْبُ الْأَمْثَالِ وَالْمَقَايِيسِ لِأَهْلِ الْمُحَبَّتَيْنِ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran has given us examples of those who have those two types of love. That love which is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that love that the mushrikeen have in worshipping other than Him. Allah has given the examples, فَرِيقٌ فِي الْجَنَّةِ وَفَرِيقٌ فِي سَعِيرٍ. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, a party in Jannah and a party in hellfire. Allah has given examples of these two parties. Those who have that love that is pure for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without any shirk, and the reward of Jannat al-Na'im, and they get the reward of the blessed, of the blessings and the happiness and bliss in Jannah, and they are the muttaqin. إِنَّ الْمُتَّقِينَ فِي جَنَّاتٍ وَعُيُونَ. Verily the muttaqun, the people of taqwa, they're in Jannah where rivers flow. Allah has given examples of these people of taqwa, these people who have that muhabba. الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبًّا لِلَّهِ. Those who have this iman have more potent love for Allah, potent love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in the books, Allah has given us examples of these parties, these two categories, those who love Allah alone and worship Him alone subhanahu wa ta'ala, because loving Allah alone is the essence of ibadah, it's the essence of worshipping Allah alone, is the essence of tawheed. And in the books that Allah has revealed, He's told us of the people who worship other than Him, like the people of the mushrikeen, the polytheists, those who disobeyed the prophets and the anbiya, and those who rejected the call and the propagation of the prophets, and were enemies to the prophets, enemy to the call to tawheed, enemy to the call to worshipping Allah, Allah alone, with this ghayatul hub, bi ghayatul dhil, this immense love for Allah alone, where it's not with association of partners with Him subhanahu wa ta'ala, and immense and pure submission. And he says, وَذِكَرَ قِصَصِهِمْ, and Allah mentioned their stories in the book. The Tawheed, this is what it's based upon. Which is why Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, he mentions in Madarij al-Salikin, he said, Al-Qur'an kulluhu Tawheed. He said, the Qur'an, all of it is Tawheed. All of the Qur'an is Tawheed, from beginning to end. Mentioning the fundamentals of Tawheed. In the Qur'an, there are fundamentals of Tawheed pertaining to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's the one that deserves to be worshipped alone, without any partners. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator of the heavens and the earth, the Rububiyyah. Allah's names and attributes are mentioned in every verse. And the prerequisites of Tawheed are mentioned in the Qur'an. From the ibadat and the affairs of worship, like the salah and the prayer. قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهِ. Say, my prayers and my fasting, my sacrificing, my living and my dying is for Allah, the Lord of all worlds. It's an example of the prerequisites of a tawheed, the establishment of ibadat, worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told, and Ibn Qayyim says, barakallahu feekum, that in the Quran you have qisas, stories of the people of tawheed, the people who worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. And in the Qur'an, you have stories of those who disobeyed Allah and worshipped other than Allah. And in the Qur'an, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has informed us of the reward of those who worship Him alone and the punishment of those who commit shirk. So the mudar kutubillah, so the essence of the books of Allah revolves around this muhabba, this love, and this worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone without any partners. And then he mentions point number five. After mentioning the importance of Tawheed as it relates to the revealed books, and after mentioning the essence of love, worship, and that is love, barakallahu fikum, he mentions here that وَلَا يَجِدُوا حَلَاوَةَ الْإِيمَانِ بَلَا يَذُوقُوا طَعْمَهُ إِلَّا مَنْ كَانَ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ أَحَبَّ إِلَيْهِ مِمَّا سَوَاهُمَا. He says, rahimullah ta'ala, which is point number five, that none will taste the sweetness of faith, and none will find the sweetness of faith, and none will taste the sweetness of faith, except for the one who Allah and His Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, are more beloved to him than anything else. Are more beloved to him than anything else. Showing the essence of muhabba and the importance of this love. This pure love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is found in the hadith which is in Bukhari and Muslim. From the hadith of Anas ibn Malik radiyallahu anhuma, or anhu. And in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, ثَلَاثٌ مَنْ كُنَّ فِيهِ وَجَدَ حَلَاوَةَ الْإِيمَانِ. Where the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, three characteristics that if one possesses it, they will find, or possesses them, they will find and attain the sweetness of iman. And in another wording, Ibn Qayyim mentions another wording, where the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَا يَجِدُ طَعْمَ الْإِيمَانِ إِلَّا مَنْ كَانَ فِيهِ ثَلَاثٌ. That none will find and achieve and reach the sweetness of iman except by having these three characteristics. Characteristic number one, he mentions, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, man kana Allahu wa rasuluhu ahabba ilayhi mimma sawahuma. And this is the mawdu' shahid, and that is the only ones who will taste the sweetness of faith is the one who makes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam more beloved to them than anything else. And number two, وَأَنْ يُحِبَّ الْمَرْأَ لَا يُحِبُّهُ إِلَّا اللَّهُ أَوْ إِلَّا لِلَّهُ. And that is that an individual does not love another individual except that they love them for the sake of Allah. And these are the fruits, barakallahu fikum, of the person who has this love, this essence, pure love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In that day, will not love an individual except that they love them for the sake of Allah. So they are with the people of Tawheed. They are with the people of Sunnah, because they said that they love Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam more than they love anything else. So therefore you must love those who are upon that which Allah has legislated and that which the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam is upon. By default, it should be the case. And number three, the third characteristic, أَنْ يَكْرَهَ أَنْ يَرْجَعَ فِي الْكُفْرِ بَعْدَ إِذْ أَنْقَذَهُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَ مِنْهُ كَمَا يَكْرَهُ أَنْ يُلْقَى فِي النَّارِ. And the third characteristic for the one who's going to taste this sweetness of faith is that they or he hates to return to disbelief after Allah has saved him from it, just like he hates to be thrown into the fire. So the person hates shirk, hates worshipping other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, hates the worship of other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he and she has this yaqeen and has this certainty that falling into shirk and worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is as if you've been thrown into the fire. So these are the three characteristics, barakallahu fikum, that the individual who wants to taste the sweetness of Iman and faith, they have to personify these three elements. And in another hadith, Ibn Qayyim mentions, rahimullah ta'ala, we're still on point number five. And this is again, is in Sahihain, in the hadith of Bukhari Muslim. قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم والذي نفسي بيده لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى أكون أحب إليه من ولده ووالده والناس أجمعين. Where he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that by the one whose hand my soul is in, yani by Allah, none of you will truly, truly believe until I am more beloved to him than his children or his son or daughter, more beloved to him than his parents, and more beloved to him than all of man. This hadith is azim. It's an amazing narration from the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, showing the essence of this muhabba and this love that we need to reflect on. He said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that none of you truly have this iman, true faith, until you love him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, more than your children. Look at your child. Look at the love that you have for your child. Look at the compassion you have for your child. Look at the care that you show to that child. You have to love the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam more than that. To be from that category of those who have that true faith. So that's from the angle of compassion. Wa walidihi, and your parents, your mother and your father. Think of the love that you have for your mother and your father. And that is that love which has the level of respect and honor. You have to have that more for the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the third, when nasi ajma'in, and more than anyone, no matter what good that has been done to you, or what khair or ihsan or excellence has been provided to you by the creation, Your love for them cannot be compared to your love for the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So therefore we follow the sunnah at all costs. We do not leave the sunnah for any individual. We do not put anyone ahead of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam from the creation. And this is the essence of muhabbah, ya ibadallah. Because Allah sent him. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. I have not sent you except as a mercy to mankind. Allah has sent the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam with the risala, the messengership, revelation, the wahi, and the dhikr, Quran and the sunnah. So we have to love him sallallahu alaihi wasallam more than our children, more than our parents, and more than all of mankind. And then Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala moves to point number 6, showing the importance of this affair of the muhabba and worship and tawheed. These are the three main elements: muhabba, worship, and tawheed. He says, وَلِهَذَا اتَّفَقَتْ دَعْوَةُ الرُّسُلِ. And based upon that which preceded, the cause of the messengers alayhim salatu wassalam is agreed upon. Min awwalihim, from the first of the messengers to the last of the messengers, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, wa sallallahu salawatullahi wa salamu alayhim ajma'in, they agreed upon the call to worship Allah alone without any partners. Ittafaqu wa ittafaqat da'watuhum. All of their da'wah and their call was for this affair of worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. And that, barakallahu feekum, the essence of this worship is ghayat al-hub, is immense love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. U'budu Allah. Ma lakum min ilahin ghayruhu. U'budu Allah. The prophets, they said the same call. Worship your Lord. Ma lakum min ilahin ghayruhu. You do not have a deity other than him. وَلَقَدْ بَعَثْنَا فِي كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ رَسُولًا أَنْ اِعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ وَاجْتَنِبُوا الطَّاغُوتِ. We have sent to every nation a messenger, telling them to worship Allah alone and stay away from false deities. وَأَصْلُ الْعِبَادَةِ. And the origin and essence of worship, بارك الله فيكم, وَتَمَامُهَا وَكَمَالُهَا هُوَ الْمُحَبَّةِ. Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala mentioned that the asl of ibadah, the fundamental and essence of worship, and its perfection and its completion is love. Subhanallah. Listen to the fiqh of Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah. He said that the asl of ibadah, the origin of ibadah, meaning tawheed, is connected to love. And that's from the call of all the prophets, alayhi salatu wasalam, and the reason why the books were revealed. وَتَمَامُهَا, and its perfection, from the hadith he mentioned, that you have to love the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam more than your children, more than your parents, and more than all of mankind. وَكَمَالُهَا, and its perfection, and that is the perfection of one's, barakallahu fikum, one's ibadah. All of this goes back to muhabba. Al-muhabba bi-al al-mu'arraf. The love, the pure love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it all goes back to that. That ghayat al-hub wa ifradu al-rabb subhanahu biha fala yushriku al-abdu bihi fiha ghayrahu. And singling out Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. This is the essence. With that love. And not associating partners. The servant does not associate anything with partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This point number 6 is muhim jiddah. All of the call of the prophets was to this. And then he says, rahimahullah ta'ala, after this Ibn Qayyim, point number 6. Or rather, point number 7, he says, وَالْكَلِمَةُ الْمُتَضَمِّنَةُ لِهَذَيْنِ الْأَصْلَيْنِ هِيَ الْكَلِمَةُ الَّتِي لَا يَدْخُلُ فِي الْإِسْلَامِ إِلَّا بِهَا وَلَا يَعْصَمُ دَمَهُ وَمَالَهُ إِلَّا بِالْإِتْيَانِ بِهَا وَلَا يَنْجُو مِنْ عَذَابِ اللَّهِ إِلَّا بِتَحْقِيقِهَا بِالْقَلْبِ وَاللِّسَانِ وَالذِّكْرُهَا أَفْضَلُ الذِّكْرِ كما في صحيح ابن حبان يعني عنه عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أفضل الذكر لا إله إلا الله. Where he said that these two fundamentals, meaning loving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and singling him out alone with that love, these two fundamentals, he says, loving Allah tabarakahu wa ta'ala and singling him alone with that love and not associating partners with that love, he said this is the kalima, yani la ilaha illallah, this is the meaning of la ilaha illallah, allati la yadkhulu fil islam illa biha, that you can't enter Islam except with it, and the blood is not made sacred except with it, your blood is not made sacred except through this kalima of a tawheed, and your wealth is not made sacred and protected except through it, except for the one who implements this. And none is safe or saved from the punishment that Allah has prepared in the hereafter, except for the one who reactualizes this muhabba, puts into effect this love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in their heart and by their tongues, and add to that by their limbs, these three things, in their hearts, that is professed on their tongues, and is shown on their limbs from the signs of those who love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in obeying Him, and establishing that which He has commanded, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and leaving that which He has indeed prohibited. وَذِكْرُهَا, and mentioning this kalima of tawheed, this la ilaha illallah, mentioning it is the afdal dhikr, is the best remembrance of Allah. The best way you can remember Allah is remembering Allah through tawheed. As the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mentions in a hadith which is in Sahih Ibn Hibban and also the Sunan of At-Tirmidhi, and Shaykh al-Albani, al-Muhaddith, rahimullahu ta'ala, authenticated it in his Sahiha, where the Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said in the hadith, and Jabir ibn Abdullah, from the companions, radiyallahu an, that the Messenger said, أَفْضَلُ الذِّكْرِ لَا إِلَهِ إِلَّا, the best form of remembrance is لَا إِلَهِ إِلَّا, and that is worshipping Allah tabarak wa ta'ala alone without any partners. That there's none that deserves to be worshipped in reality except Allah, alone without any partners. And barakallahu feekum, what's the essence of this ibadah? I ask my dear beloved brothers and sisters, what's the essence of this ibadah? The essence of this ibadah is loving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone with ghayatul dhil, and immense humility and submission, and not associating anyone with him with that love, tabaraka wa ta'ala. And then he mentions the virtues of this kalima la ilaha illallah, the virtues of la ilaha illallah. It's the most virtuous dhikr, number one. It's the most virtuous remembrance, and from the fruits and favors of and virtues of la ilaha illallah is that the best surah, barakallahu feekum, in the Quran is mukhtasu bi tahqiqiha. The best surah in the Quran, barakallahu feekum, Ummul Quran, Fatihatul Kitab, is from beginning to end regarding this surah. And also the Ayatul Kursi, the virtues of Tawheed, is from the beginning of this ayah, this verse, to the end of this verse. Affirming Allah's Tawheed al-Uluhiyyah and Allah's Tawheed of worship and His Tawheed of Rububiyyah and Lordship and the Tawheed of His names and the attributes, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the surah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed, the ta'd of Surah Al-Quran, that has indeed considered to have the worth of the third of the Quran, and that is Surah Al-Ikhlas. Qul huwa Allahu Ahad. Surah Al-Ikhlas, and it comprises of the reactualization and the implementation of Tawheed and the fundamentals of Tawheed. And likewise, the virtue of this kalima of La ilaha illallah is that Allah sent the messengers, all of the messengers, to call to this kalima, this statement. And another virtue of this La ilaha illallah is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed all of the books and legislated all of the legislations because of this kalima. وَهِيَ الَّتِي يَدْخُلُ بِهَا الْعَبْدُ عَلَى رَبِّهِ. That this Tawheed, Barakallahu Feekum, this kalima to Tawheed, is the reason and the reward for the one who implements this and dies upon this Tawheed, is that they see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لَهُمْ مَا يَشَاءُونَ فِيهَا وَلَدَيْنَ الْمَزِيدِ. They'll see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and enter His Jannah because of this kalima, because of this statement of Tawheed. And the meaning of this Tawheed is worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone without any partners. And the essence of this is loving Allah. And this kalima to Tawheed, ya ibadallah, this essence of this worship, worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, it is mafzi' awliya'ihi wa a'da'ihi, subhanallah. Those who are the allies of Allah rely on this kalima. And those who are the enemies of Allah, they rely on this kalima and this affair of Tawheed and turning to Allah in times of hardship. The friends of Allah turn to Allah in times of hardship. The enemies turn to Allah in times of hardship. إِذَا رَكِبُوا فِي الْفُلْكِ دَعُوا اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ. فَلَمَّا نَجَّاهُمْ إِلَى الْبَرِّ إِذَا هُمْ يُشْرِكُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Ankabut, verse number 65, that when they enter the ship and they're at sea and they feel vulnerable, دَعُوا اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ. The kuffar, they call Allah sincerely for His religion. They're calling, they're trying to fulfill this kalima of Tawheed. Because they know the potency of this kalima. دَعُوا اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ. They call Allah sincerely at that point. But when they are saved, when they are on land and they're saved, they go back and associate partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Back to remain in their kufr, remaining in their disbelief. So even the kuffar, the mushrikun, in times of hardship, return to this kalima. But as for the awliya of Allah, those who are the friends and allies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this kalima is mufzi'uhum fi shada'idi dunya wal akhirah. This kalima of La ilaha illallah will relieve them in this world and give them security in this world by them being upon guidance and having victory and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala aiding them in this dunya, and likewise in the hereafter. They're saved from the eternal abode of the hellfire. But as for the kuffar, it may help you when you're in your ship. إِذَا رَكِبُوا فِي الْفُلْكِ دَعُوا اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ. فَلَمَّا نَجَّاهُمْ. Allah saved them. Allah saved them when they were on the boat. So Allah aided them when on the boat. But when they were saved and they were on shore, they went back to that which they were upon shirk. So they get that in this dunya, that relief maybe. But it's only the believers and those who love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone without any partners. They get the relief in this dunya, in this world and the hereafter. الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَلَمْ يَلْبِسُوا إِيمَانَهُمْ بِظُلْمٍ أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمُ الْأَمْنُ وَهُمْ مُهْتَدُونَ. Those who have iman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-An'am, verse number 82, that those who have iman and faith and believe in Allah and do not soil their belief with dhulm, meaning they don't soil it with shirk, associating partners with Allah. They don't taint their iman with association of partners with Allah. أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمُ الْأَمَنُ. For them is security, they're safe. وَهُمْ مُهْتَدُونَ. They're safe from the punishment in the hereafter. And they're guided in this dunya to be upon this earth, worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, receiving the guidance from Allah. Barakallahu fikum. Is this kalima ya ibadallah not important enough for us to focus on learning it and studying it and having in our timetable the affair of tawheed being taught constantly, consistently, with reflection and tadabbur? Barakallahu feekum. Indeed, it's worth it. And to add to that, barakallahu feekum, the final affair that I'm going to mention is this kalima and the virtue of this kalima of a tawheed as it relates to times of hardship and sorrow, times of affliction and trials. And we have examples from the Prophet ﷺ that this kalima was indeed mentioned by them in times of hardship for relief from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And from them is the statement of that which is mentioned from Yunus ﷺ in the hadith, which is in the Sunan of At-Tirmidhi and also Nasa'i and in the Musnad of Imam Ahmed. It said that he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he said in time, when he was in time of difficulty, La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimin. And that is that he said, La ilaha illa, there is none that deserves to be worshipped except you. Free are you from imperfection. Inni kuntu min, I was indeed from the wrongdoers. So in this we have this ghayatul hub, love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by saying that He's the only one that deserves to be worshipped alone. And in this statement we have ghayatul dhil, and that is immense submission and humility, where he says, Inni kuntu min al-zalimin. Verily I was from the wrongdoers. Look at the humility, turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَقَدْ فَرَّجَ اللَّهُ كَرْبَهُ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved him from his difficulty. And likewise, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rasulullah, is mentioned in the hadith of Thawban, as Ibn Qayyim mentions this hadith of Thawban, which is authenticated by Shaykh al-Albani rahimahullah ta'ala, and also Hafiz Ibn Hajar al-Asqalani rahimahullah, and the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, kana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, idha ra'ahu amrun, قال الله ربي لا أشرك به شيئا. And in another word, and he says, هو الله لا شريك له. That when the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam was going through difficulties or an affair that was indeed difficult, he will say, Allah is my Lord alone. I do not associate partners with Him, anything with Him. And in another word, then he says, Hu Allah, He is Allah. Yani the one that I worship alone. La sharika lahu. There is no partners with Him. So the Anbiya, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in times of difficulties, they'll turn to this kalima of Tawheed, which in it is the essence, and its essence is loving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Immense love and humility and turning to Him. And likewise, Ibn Qayyim mentions the hadith of Asma bint Umays radiyallahu ta'ala anha, where she said, علمني رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في رواية قالت علمني رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم كلمات أقولها عند الكرب الله 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 ربي لا أشرك به شيئا. In this hadith, barakallahu fikum, where the sahabiyya Asma bint Umays radiyallahu anha, she said that the Messenger of Allah taught her these words that she should say in times of worry and difficulty, and that is Allah, yani Allah, the one I worship alone. Allahu Rabbi, He is my Lord. La ushriku bihi shay'a, I do not associate partners with Him. Tawheed. Turning back to Tawheed, to this kalima azima, this amazing kalima of a tawheed. Barakallahu feekum. And likewise, the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam guided her with this, because it was indeed the kalima of Tawheed, that in it is the essence, its essence is loving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. And Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, he went on and then he mentioned another narration, which is the call, is called the supplication of times of difficulty. The supplication that is mentioned in times of difficulty. And this supplication, barakallahu fikum, is a hasan, of sound quality in its isnad. And that is the statement that when one is in difficulty, that they say, Allahumma rahmatuka or rahmataka arju. O Allah, your mercy I hope for. So we have the first portion. O Allah, your mercy I hope for. And then secondly, you say, فَلَا تَكِلْنِي إِلَى نَفْسِي طَرْفَةَ عَيْنِ. Do not leave me to my own device, not for a second, not for a blink of an eye. Number two. And number three, وَأَصْلِحْ لِي شَأْنِي كُلِّهِ. And repair and correct and cause reparation for all of my affairs. Number three. And finally, what did he say? Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, La ilaha illa ant. And finally, number four, there's none that deserves to be worshipped in reality except you. So in this supplication of, which is called the supplication of difficulty, the worship of hope is mentioned there. Rahmataka arju, I hope for your mercy. And the worship of reliance in Allah, tawakkul, is mentioned here. Asking Allah not to leave you to your own device, not for a second, meaning this reliance upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, tawakkul. And number three, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, submitting and humbling oneself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to cause reparation and to sort out all of my affairs. And finally, the kalimat of tawheed, that there's none that deserves to be worshipped in reality except for you. So therefore, my dear beloved brothers and sisters, as Ibn Qayyim says, for tawheed, so therefore tawheed, barakallahu fikum, is the sanctuary for those who have this, who have a need, number one, and it is relief for the one that is going through difficulties, and it is safety for the one that is going through harms and trials, and it's deliverance for the one that is worried. وَحَقِيقَتُهُ إِفْرَادُ الرَّبِ. And the reality of this tawheed and the essence of this tawheed is singling out Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, بِالْمُحَبَّةِ, with love, and honoring Him subhanahu wa ta'ala and glorifying Him, وَالذِّلْ وَالْخُضُوعِ, and submitting and humbling oneself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are the fruits of tawheed. And these are the fruits of loving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone without any partners, because this is the essence of ibadah. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us be from those who implement tawheed with our tongues and our hearts and our limbs, and that we fulfill this essence of a tawheed and the essence of worship, and that is loving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone without any partners. Ameen. Hadha wallahu a'lam wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين والحمد لله رب العالمين حياكم الله جميعا.